The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. The correspondent school detectives in the parlor of the Widow Snodgrass boarding house as they wrestled with the problem of finding the home of the lost baby and dog, which came to them in a clothes basket left on the boarding house porch. Well, it looks as if the old boys had succeeded in finding the baby's home, as we now see them back in their detective agency office. No, that was too good to be true. They have only jumped from the frying pan into the fire, for as we look into their office now, we see the dog still with them, and their troubles multiply rapidly.
Well, I bet you we do.
Yeah, we won't need it.
Cy Perkins, that paper goes pretty near everyone in Punkin County. And even if it ain't much of a paper, you got to admit the Punkinville paragraph gets results. Yes, sir. Get results for its advertisers.
Elmer Peabody, whatever's got into you? We don't know nothing about advertising. It is the first time we ever put an ad in the paper.
We have tears. That paper gets results.
How do you know that?
Because the gal that took the ad told me so, Cy. And that pretty gal wouldn't tell nothing but the plain truth.
Just the same, I bet we don't hear nothing from it.
Well, the whole thing is your fault anyway.
Oh, now, Elmer, why is it my fault?
Oh, because you wouldn't get out last night and do some detecting on where that kid come from. And now we got to put an ad in the paper. That's a fine thing for a detective office, ain't it? Putting an ad in the paper for clues.
Why didn't you go out after the quitter got home and find the kid's folks yourself?
Because I'm done doing all the work for this office. If we don't never find the baby's folks, you got to go on taking care of him for years and years. He'll serve you right, too. Baby's yours and the dog's mine.
I'm kind of worried about that baby, Elmer. Don't you reckon we better call up the widow and find out how he's getting along?
No, I reckon we better hadn't. Last thing the widow told us when we left the house was that we couldn't come home till we found a kid's house for him. And if she had to take care of him, she wanted to do it while you and me was out of the way.
Yeah, but maybe the widow needs some help to take care of him.
She don't need the kind of help you'd give her. I'd be anybody being as mean as you was, Cy Perkins. Mean.
Me?
Drinking up all the little shaver's milk.
Oh, that wasn't mean, Elmer.
It was, too.
Now,
what?
I got to try out everything I can to help keep my stomach from feeling so miserable.
Yes, well, try doing a little work once in a while. That ought to help us some.
Elmer, that sounded like a paper hitting on the door.
We'll go and get it.
Why don't you go?
Because I got indigestion.
Now, that's just a making fun of me, Elmer. You know there ain't a thing wrong with your stomach.
Never said there was.
You did so.
Never needed.
You did so.
Did not. Said I had indigestion.
Well, ain't indigestion something wrong with your stomach?
Not this time it ain't. Indigestion is this dog that's sleeping on my feet.
That dog?
Yes.
Indigestion?
Said, certainly. You said you didn't like me to call him stomach ache, so I changed indigestion. And indigestion is sleeping on my feet, so you can go to the door.
Elmer, you treat me just awful, but I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go. And when you ain't got me to run errands for you, you'll be sorry. That's what you will.
Is that the paper, Cy?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, get over here and let's look at it.
Wait a minute. Wait till I get a look at it. Elmer, just look at that. There's some news, all right. And it's on the front page, too.
Something about the baby?
The baby? No. It says that Josh Slocum's barn burned down last night.
Well, we don't care nothing about Josh Slocum's barn. What does it say about the baby?
I don't know where to look for it.
Well, Si, if you quit rubbing your hands on that paper like it was a towel and get it down here where we can both look at it.
What part of the newspaper would our advertisement be in?
In the advertising part, of course.
Which is the advertising part?
Well, get your hands off that paper a minute and I'll find it for you. My goodness, this whole page and part of the next one is advertised.
Have we got to read all that through to find out what it says about the baby?
Reckon we do.
It's awful small print, Elmer. And you know my eyes ain't so good.
Yes, your eyes ain't the only thing that's wrong with you. Come on, get them elbows off that page. Why, slap it out so the detective can look at it. Get them off. Now, see where them big black letters is in some places on the page?
Yeah, I can see them big letters all right.
And it's a wonder.
Yeah, but what good's that for finding our advertisement?
Well, them black letters, Si, tell us the kind of advertisements that's in each place.
Yeah, but we don't know what kind we got.
Well, it won't take but a minute to find out, then. Now, this place says personal. It might be it. Maybe it's kind of personal, ain't it?
Yeah, I reckon it is. That don't sound just right somehow.
And here's one, Si, right here it is. Lost and found.
Yeah, that's where it ought to be, all right,
yes, sir.
Yeah, the baby was lost, and we found him.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. First one says, lost, wristwatch, near the post office, liberal reward.
Maybe we should have offered a reward, Emmett.
No such a thing. What do we pay a reward for?
Huh?
Folks have lost the babies. He wants to pay a reward if you want him back. We got to detect this case for nothing.
Yeah, Judge Tompkins said we could adopt a baby if we couldn't find his folks after long enough time.
Yeah, it'd be mighty nice, Si. Certainly is a cute little fella, but, oh, I figure we're going to find his folks all right. Well, my goodness, if the dog ain't come to life. Get down off this desk, Bob. Get down here, will you? Get down. Quit running around on that newspaper. This is business. Go on, will you get away from me, Pop?
You know he won't get away from you as long as you keep them whistling S's of yours going at him. I'll fix him quick.
Well, what you going to do now? Besides, don't you do nothing mean to him?
I got something, Emmer. I'm going to get even with them whistling S's of yours.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to try my new police whistle on him. Now, just watch this. There you are. That's right, little puppy. Come on. Come to old Si. Now then, we got a whistle too, ain't we?
Oh, shucks, Si. That seems so silly.
Oh, Elmer, now you've done it again. You've got to quit them whistling things when you talk. Now I'll call him back here again to my end of the desk. There you are. Now, you stay right there, Pop. That's right. Now, Elmer, I'll hold him on my end of the desk.
Well, all right, but be sure you keep near. Now, let's see these advertisements again. Lost and found.
You better answer that, Elmer. I ain't in no shape to talk. My rheumatism is pretty bad.
Well, what's your rheumatism got to do with the telephone? Oh, all right, I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is the Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency. Elmer Peabody talking to you. What? You've seen our ad in the paper? That's more than we done. I mean, we're just looking at the paper now, but we ain't found Ed yet. Huh? You swear? In a department store ad for kids' toys? Well, what if it's in the hardware ads? Oh, it's your baby, Lois, eh?
Well, who is it, Elmer? Find out quick.
Now, wait a minute, lady. Wait a minute. What kind of a kid is this? Huh? Did you say she was 4 years old? Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Well, the baby that Ed is about ain't a 4-year-old she. No, ma'am, no, it's a little baby he. We can't help it, can we? By yourself.
Who was on the telephone, Emma?
Oh, she wouldn't tell me, but she's lost a kid anyhow. She's 4 years old and a girl.
Oh, well, that couldn't be the baby we got, could it?
Well, sweet sassafras. Certainly couldn't. Now, hold that pup off me, Si. Will you hold him off? Now, let's look at the rest of the advertisements.
Where did she say it was?
Yeah, same with the ad for kids' toys at the department store. Yeah, here it is. Look what it says. Si, you answer that while I read this thing in the paper.
Hello? This is Si talking now. Huh? Oh, Mrs. Jones. You what? You lost your baby. Well, that ain't our fault, is it?
Si, will you hush up? She must see our ad, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Miss Jones. We did have an ad in the paper. What kind of a baby did you lose? A great big baby. What color?
Si, give me that phone. I'd be asking a nice lady what color baby is. Hello? Can I do anything for you? Yes, we found a baby. Well, how big was yours? Huh? She was 16? You mean 16 feet tall? Oh, 16 years old. Well, we can't help you none. Goodbye.
How could a baby 16 years old get lost?
Started for school, never came home.
I never knowed so many kids could get lost before.
They lost before, Si. They lost right now.
Oh, yeah.
Get that dog off that paper, will you? I'm going to read our Abe. It takes me all night.
Now, that ain't a nice dog to bother Elmer like that. Just lay down here on Si's end of desk.
Here's that, Si. Here it is. It's in the department store toys all right, too. Look, there it is. Right between the bicycle and electric train. Oh, the dickens with that phone. Hello, I know you lost your baby. Well, Si says we got it. Goodbye.
Elmer, that's an awful thing to do.
Oh, what's the difference? Wouldn't be the one we got anyway. Hello, doggone it. What do you want? What? Oh, well, yes. With it right away. What? What? Bring the doctor. Yeah, we'll start right now. Oh, come on, get your head quick, Si. That was the winner. We got to get out to boarding house right quick.
Yeah, but what's the doctor for?
The baby's sick. The baby's sick. I tell you, the widow's awful scared.
I'll see who that is at the door, Elmer. You phone the doctor and have him take us out in his automobile, will you?
Hello. Give me the doctor with the automobile. I mean, give me Dr. Pink Pill's office.
That was a telegram at the door, Elmer.
We're hoping you can put it on the desk there. Hello, doctor. Yes, Elmer Peabody, can you come to our office quick? Yes, somebody's sick bad sick.
Elmer, look out. That dog has spilled the ink bottle on the desk, Elmer. There's ink all over the desk.
Yes, all right, doctor, all right. Now, where's that telegram, Sam?
Yes, right there on the desk, Elmer. But you can't never read that telegram now.
Well, why can't you read it? Well, that darn dog ain't walked in that ink and made tracks all over the telegram.
What a quiet little day in their office the detectives are having now. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.